Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. We are a Protestant Christian internet church and a local church assembly meeting together in the Spirit of the Lord. We welcome you in Jesus' name. And we thank the Lord for every opportunity that we have to come together as the body of Christ and to worship him, to honor him, to serve him, to be taught by him, to be corrected by him, to receive his love. We want to thank the Lord for granting us this opportunity. We want to thank the Lord for touching each of our lives. You know, in our congregation, we have all kinds of situations happening. If it can happen in life, it has touched someone in our congregation. So we are well versed with the vicissitudes of life. We want to thank the Lord for his strength during the changes of life. We want to thank the Lord for his unconditional love as we go through the changes of life. We want to thank the Lord that he holds us steady. He is our peace. He is the love that we draw from and the love that we depend on. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. We invite you to join us for Holy Communion. We begin our services that way. So we'll give you a few minutes to gather your elements if you would desire to participate. Father, it's an honor to come before you, to come before your very throne, to know that we are received before the throne of Almighty God. It's a privilege, and we don't take it lightly. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, as you look over this congregation and over congregations all over the world, that everyone have an opportunity to receive your word, that everyone have an opportunity to hear your voice, that everyone have an opportunity to understand your message to them. We thank you for the message that you've given us today. It's what you want us to hear. It's what you want us to know. It's what you want us to receive that we might grow. So we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the fast that ended recently. It has changed our lives. We are not the same. We have been changed by your love and by your grace. We are stronger. We're more mature. We're more loving, and our minds are clearer. We want to thank you for that, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you as your dear children, needing the love and reassurance of our Father. Inside of each of us, even though we have been adults for many years, most of us, remains a child that relies on your loving care and tenderness. We have thought that we were mature and independent, standing on our own. But it is times like these that remind us all how much we need you. Be with us right now. As we mature, we tend to push away the child that is still in us, especially when we are anxious or afraid, afraid of being alone, afraid of the future, afraid of death. Father, help each of us to acknowledge the fears of that child within us, and in humility, help us to bring those fears to you. You will help us. You alone have the words of life. Father, we ask you to comfort and counsel the child within us and remind us of your unending love for us. It seems as though others don't really understand what we are going through, but Father, you do. Sometimes life circumstances can shake us to our foundation. But Father, you always understand. You understand even when we can't fully explain. Father, fill the voids in our lives with your love. We know that you will not leave us as orphans, and underneath us are your everlasting arms. Yes, you, Father, are our refuge from every storm. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, I am the resurrection and the life. This is what Jesus has told us. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. For we know that if our earthly house, our body, were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. I say, and willingly, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Father, we all have a time to leave this earth. We all have a time to leave here and to be present with you. We ask you, Father, to comfort, to counsel, and direct those of us who have lost loved ones recently, especially in the loss of a parent. We ask you, Lord, to be the God of comfort to those persons. We ask you to hold them close in your everlasting arms. We ask, Lord, that you dry every tear and that you give them the confidence that they need to go forward, trusting in you, believing what you show them, knowing that you will never leave them and that you have the answers that they need. We want to thank you, Father, for your grace. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you, Father, that there are many who have gone asleep in Christ. They left their bodies here, but they are home with you now in that great cloud of witnesses. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for Dr. Pat, as she's in that cloud of witnesses now. We want to thank you because Wednesday would have been her 86th birthday, but she's gone home to be with you, and she's still praying for us. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Your love is here for us, Father, and we open our hearts and our lives to you to receive your unconditional love. Amen. Lord, we're not perfect people. We have sinned. Even on a fast, we sinned. But you know, when you died on the cross, Lord, you took care of all of that. You took care of all of those accusations against us. You nailed them all to the cross. You washed them away in your precious blood, and you gave us a new opportunity. You gave us a chance at a new life, an eternal life with you. We want to thank you for your sacrifice on our behalf. We want to honor you for the love that you poured out. We want to thank you for the example that you set, an example of pure and total humility, an example of complete obedience. As we seek to be more like you in our daily lives, Lord, we ask for the strength and the grace to follow your example, not to be wandering to and fro and vacillating back and forth, but to be resolute in the things of God, to have the resolve and the courage to obey you, no matter what the consequences may be. That's what the disciples did. All of them did that, Lord. All of them did that. That's the standard. To resolutely obey you in the face of difficult consequences and circumstances. We live in the end times, Lord, and much is required of us because much has been given to us. We are called into the kingdom for such a time as this, and we thank you for the courage to walk in the faith that was once delivered to the saints. to be just as bold as they were and just as courageous as they were, to stand up for Jesus Christ and for his gospel and kingdom. We thank you for the grace to do so, Lord. And should we face death as martyrs, we want to stand before you, Lord, as Stephen did, honoring you, blessing your name, and continually releasing your witness in the earth. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, our trespasses, and our iniquities. And we thank you, Lord, that you've taught us that repentance is more than, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. No, Lord, it's forsaking our sins and following you. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord. We can't make it without you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. We want to thank you, not only for your blood, Lord Jesus, but for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels. We want to thank you, Father, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You supplied all of our needs according to your riches through Christ Jesus, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all his evil angels, evil spirits, and demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attack onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, listeners, reporters, watchers, peeps, whispers, all familiar demons, all electronic, digital, and technology demons, all electronic magnetic attacks, all smart technology and particles, all techno-paganism, and all mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Leviathan and all their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all marine and water spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence devils, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, the Havana syndrome, all brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all drone spirits, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, the work of every druid. We take authority, dominion, and power over the whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, EMF attacks, and everything coming off the cell towers, all spirits coming through technology, through computers, through cell phones, and all electronic devices, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We close those portals to our lives in the name of Jesus. When we choose to buy an appliance, Lord, we are not inviting the devil into our home in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind all mystic rituals in their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all microwave attacks with frequency weapons, 5G and all components, all Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian magic, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Celtic, American, Caribbean, and Latin American black magic and white magic. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind all impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs, all spirits of transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, corrupt, divide, confound, attack, reproach, undermine, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirits of the fool, the anger of the fool, the words of the fool, and we bind the carnal mind in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religion, numerology, horoscopes, spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, yes, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to intrude into our lives. We take authority, dominion, and power over the king of pride, and we break the power of his pride in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We bind every spirit of sexual perversion in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. We undo the works of demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers and tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and their intent and elements and prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. They have no power over us. We bind the every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all, and we loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear. We bind all trolls in Jesus' name, harassments and witchcrafts back on their heads, as well as their mind control in the name of Jesus. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to believe what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And we will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. In the name of Jesus, we disconnect ourselves from every tie, every connection, every covenant, every vow, every pledge, every soul tie, all consents, all garlands, all oaths. We cut ourselves free from the demonic realm in the name of Jesus. We pull down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, sorcerers, wizards, warlocks, witches, and divinators in Jesus' name. We break the power of the curses, the hexes, the vexes, the love spells, spells, charms, fetishes, all psychic warfare, sorcery, magic, all mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, death spirits, psychic warfare, torment, pain, sickness, destruction, incense, candle burning, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, tribal rituals and sins. Everything that's been sent against us by the devil, we break its power in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit. We bind every spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over willful flesh, and we bind the work of the devil in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has trafficked and followed us, we cut ourselves free in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that attacked us in the night, we return the attack on the devil and wherever it came from in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for freedom. We thank you for liberty. All the demons that attacked us during the night, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All the demons that attacked us in the night, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold. 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 We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. All the devils that are attacking our unsaved loved ones, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Father, for protecting them. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, as we travel during this holiday season and throughout the remainder of the year, Father. We thank you for your protection, your continued protection in our lives. We give you praise, Lord. We cover the highway that we will travel, whether local or not. We thank you for the airways should we need to use air travel in Jesus' name. We thank you for travel on the waters in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forbid any water spirit to harm us or anyone who is traveling with us in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over spirits that are on the highway due to the demons and other people. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their poor driving in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their distractions in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind accidents and tragedies, fatalities in the name of Jesus. All hurt and all harm we bind in Jesus' name. And as we go through from territory to territory, we bind all the strong men in each territory in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall not report on us in the name of Jesus. We blind you. We deafen you. We mute you, muzzle you, and gag you with the blood of Jesus Christ. We take all of your weaponry from you in Jesus' name. We bind your sensory perceptions in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut off your ability to move from place to place in Jesus' name. Wherever we go, from whatever territory to territory we enter, we bind all the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and wickedness in high places in those areas in the name of Jesus Christ. We take every territory in Jesus' name. We take them all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he has given to the body of Christ dominion, power, and authority in the earth. We take every territory in the heavenly, in the bush, in the deep, and beneath in Jesus' name. We declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And the body of Christ said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, saints, the Lord has this interesting message for us this morning. He says, get a fill-up. Get a fill-up. Oh, Lord, I'm so tired. Oh, Lord, I can hardly make it. Oh, Lord, this is getting to be a bit too much, Jesus. He says, get a fill-up. He says, get a fill-up. There are times as we journey homeward that we find ourselves not quite as motivated as we usually are. We are still in the race. We are still going forward, but not with the same momentum as before. But not with the same momentum as before. We aren't lagging behind, we think. We just seem to need to get more get up and go. And so we try to make ourselves do this. We double up on protein shakes and supplements. Yes, we do. We get a little more rest, and none of it works. And we are surprised. But our Heavenly Father is not. He was expecting it. Really? Why? You see, man has a habit of trying to do it all himself. Mankind believes that they are actually self-sufficient and independent. It's a part of our makeup. We believe that lie. All over the world, you can hear it everywhere. I can do it. I can do this. I've got this. So our Heavenly Father smiles and waits. What is he waiting for? He waits for us to get the point, of course. What point, you say, that you are running out of gas? That's the point. All right, let's try this again. Jesus told us in the Gospel of John the following quote, that I do nothing of myself. He meant nothing. We heard him, but I don't think we really believed it. He also reminded us to stay connected to the vine. Yes, Lord, we heard you. Yes, we heard him, but did we really understand that our own strength is not sufficient? Did we understand that by our own strength, no man shall prevail? I know it's hard to swallow this, seeing as we get up and we make ourselves do this all the time. But this is actually what he said. He said that by our own strength, nobody would prevail. So, yes, saints, we are still learning to lean on the Lord and not on our own strength. We're still learning this. The Bible says in Psalm 84, verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose strength is in the Lord. Amen. In John chapter 15 and verse 5, he says, without me, ye can do nothing. Yes, he meant nothing. He actually meant that. So, when he tells us in Zechariah 4 and 6, not by your might, not by your power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, we should opt to believe him. You suppose so? Not by your might, not by your power, but by my spirit, he said. Our Father waits as our trials, difficulties, and weaknesses cause us to realize that we must depend on our God even more than before. You see, saints, our God can do what we can't do. You see, we've been preaching to certain people in our lives, you need to come to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus. You need to stop such and such. You need to change this. This isn't the way to live, and they aren't listening to us at all. So, what do you do? Yes, that's the way it is. Your God can do what you can't do. No, not even for yourself. Sure, you used to leap tall buildings with a single bound, or so you thought. But that was then, and this is now. So in Psalm 105, verse 4, the Bible tries to help us out. Seek the Lord and his strength. It doesn't just say seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. So that means we're never supposed to stop seeking the Lord, seeking his face, and seeking his strength. And what do? We seek his face and we seek his strength when we're exhausted. And the minute he gives us some energy, we're at it again. That's what we do. Yes, seek the Lord and his strength. That's the answer. That's the answer. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, he reminds us that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That means they're deteriorating as we're going forward. Earthen vessels, they're changing. We are now sagging places that we were not sagging before. Mm-hmm. We're not going to call any names because it's common to mankind, you see. And now that we've been locked away in our houses against our will, we now have places that are larger than they once were. Mm-hmm. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Why? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That's right. The power actually comes from God. And if we ever get back to just doing our little thing on our little strength, we're not depending on the Lord. So, the Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 29, He giveth power to the faint. He gives power to people that are about to drop. He gives power to people that are about to drop. Amen. And to them that have no might, they're done for. He increases strength. You see? God cares what happens to us. In Psalm 73, verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart, not me. I tried that, and it didn't work. And I learned that God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. In the book of James, the Lord is displayed as the power behind our faith. He's the power that's behind our faith. In Psalm 43, verse 2, we are told that he is the God of our strength. For thou art the God of my strength. We need to know that when our strength is draining. Who's in charge of our strength? Our God is. In Psalm 37, verse 39, he is our strength in time of trouble. The word said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. I recently took a phone call of a woman who kept saying, but I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. But I wonder if she ever took the time to go to the Word and meet with the God who is the strength, who is her strength in the time of trouble. You see, sometimes we forsake our own mercy by not going to the Word. Sometimes the answer is right there in black and white, waiting for us to receive it. But we go around in our little fixations in our minds, thinking about whatever we're thinking about, and it hasn't hit us yet. So we encourage everyone to play the King James Version of the Bible around you as much as possible, because as you're walking down the hall from one room into the kitchen, you'll hear something. You'll hear a phrase from a scripture, and it'll be the Lord talking to you. You see, you stand a better chance of hearing him when you're on his channel, and his channel is the Word of God. So if you've got the Word playing, you're liable to hear what he has to say to you. In fact, one of the saints sent in her testimony saying, I kept hearing them say, play the Word, play the Word, play the Word. So I thought, I'll try it. And she did. And as she was walking from one room to the other, she heard what the Lord was saying to her. It helps to keep listening to his Word. You see, your spirit man is listening to his Word all the time when you do that. And your spirit man is growing and being strengthened. You see, when calamities come, you have to pull your strength from the Spirit of God within you. And the more of the Word that you placed in your heart, whether your ears are completely involved or not, your spirit man is attuned, and that strength is coming into your vessel. So people who don't have time to play the word forsake some of the mercy that God is extending to them. In Psalm 28, beginning with verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance, Lord. He's the strength you need. He's the strength you need to depend on, because he's the strength that will never fail. So who do you depend on when your tank is running out of gas? Do you just keep plodding on? Do you let it frustrate you? Do you say to yourself, it's time to make the donuts? It's time to make the donuts. Do you act like that? Do you press yourself until either your body sends warning signs or your temper flares? What do you do? Do you kick the dog and slap the cat? Jesus told us that it is the spirit that quickeneth or makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. More stress, more frustration, more aggravation, more disappointment. And then the cycle just keeps repeating. And then the cycle just keeps repeating. And then the cycle just keeps repeating. Haven't you had enough of that? Mm-hmm. So, saints, are we being foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are we going to come to perfection and completion by the flesh? I think not. I think not. The strength of God really comes to the forefront in our lives and seasons of our weakness. That's right. The Bible says that the power may be of God and not of us. So, how are we going to handle this? In Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. He doesn't faint, and he doesn't get tired. He doesn't get tired of listening to us. He doesn't get tired of loving us. He doesn't get tired of protecting us and defending us. He doesn't get tired of supplying our needs. He's not tired of us. He's not tired. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. He doesn't charge you for it. He doesn't say, okay, you owe me this and this and this, and then I'll give you some power. No, that's not our Father. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. He'll give you some more and some more and some more and some more. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall have a renewal. They'll have a revival of their strength. Those that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, God keeps his promises. He guarantees power to the faint, and that he will increase our strength. Turn the page to Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You might want to highlight that. He promises he's going to do it. And God cannot lie. Flip back a couple of pages to Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25 and verse 4. The Bible says of the Lord, thou hast been a strength to the poor. A strength to the poor. A strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm. A shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible one is as a storm against the wall. God is there. He doesn't run away. He hangs tough. Amen? He doesn't run off when our problems show up. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. So how does Jesus live? By the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. That's where we're going to find it, in the power of God. But you say, I had some, but it seemed like it went away. Well, other people had such problems. Paul had that problem once. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 9, he testifies the following. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. So Paul says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, in my weaknesses, in my handicaps, in my places where I just can't get it together, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches. In necessity, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. When we fall down, he's still standing up inside of us. I remember, for some reason, the Holy Spirit's bringing this to me. The day that my brother died, and I found him dead in the house, after I let her know what had happened, and she came down and she saw the body, she ran out of the house. She just ran out of the house in the front yard, hollering and screaming. And I ran out behind her. And I put my arms around her waist, and I began to plead the blood of Jesus over her. You see, the devil would love to steal everybody's mind every chance he gets. But I wasn't going to allow him to attack her that way. So I began to plead the blood of Jesus over her continually until she calmed down. What if I had never bothered to take the time to grow in the Lord? It might have turned out quite differently that day. If I had never sacrificed the finances that I would have received going to a regular position all the time, and I took itinerant work so that I could be in church every service, what if I had never bothered to sit down every Friday night with my Bible and a dictionary and a legal pad and ink pen and just sit there and study the scriptures and just kept writing whatever God was telling. What if I never invested that time? What if I had not gone to all those prayer meetings and all those different counties and different churches that I went to? What if I had never come to extra prayer meetings to pray for the pastor? What if I had never done those things? What if I had never left my worldly friends and only stuck with the one or two friends I had in Christ? What if I had never done that? Then guess what? When that day came, I wouldn't have been of much help to my mother or anyone else. But you see, I had sacrificed that I desired, that God could make me into what he needed me to be when he needed me to be it. That's how it's done, saints. Somebody's got to sacrifice. That was Jesus' example. It's an example of sacrifice. You see, our Father desires to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Yes, his eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to do this very thing. But how can our hearts be perfect towards him if we are running in our own strength and not in his? So Paul helps us to understand this a little better in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He helps us out. He tells us a little bit about the difficulties and the misfortunes that they encountered as they were attempting to spread the gospel. He says in verse 8, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure of strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." They thought they were going to die. "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead." You see, they had difficulty. They had misfortune. They had trouble. They had problems as they sought to spread the gospel. He said that they were pressed beyond their strength to continue. Yet when they were crushed and overwhelmed and feared that they would not live through the experience, God saw them through. God saw them through. They felt that they were facing death itself, and they realized just how powerless they were to do anything to change the picture. Some of us are staring at some of those different kinds of death. We're looking at circumstances that seem tremendous and overwhelming and surpassing, and we realize how puny we really are as human beings and how powerless we actually are in ourselves to change things the way they ought to go. Guess what happened? Wisdom spoke to them and opened their hearts and their eyes of their understanding. What did they do? They learned. Learning is a process. They learned to depend on our God. And it does not matter how long you've been a Christian, you keep learning it more and more. You take it to the next level, to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. You don't stop learning to depend on the Lord. Just when you think you've got it down, there's another lesson yet to learn. They put everything into the hands of our Heavenly Father, who alone could save them, because he has the power to raise the dead. You see, Abraham understood this. He told him, "Sacrifice your son, your only son." And Abraham continued right up that mountain to obey, because he figured that if he could kill him, God could raise him from the dead. That's faith. That's real faith. That's the kind of faith that does not run from the enemy. That's the kind of faith that does not shrink back. That's the kind of faith that stands up and says, this is what I believe, and so this is what I'm going to do. I heard the voice of Jesus say, and so I will obey him. Some of us still need to come to that place. And as his faithfulness proves, our Father did save them. He saved them from shipwreck. He saved them from, you have to understand, in these persecutions, people were coming to kill them. They weren't coming around them to say, hey, Paul, you and your gang here, we just want to hang out and rub shoulders with you. No, they were trying to kill them. They were seeking to end their lives ahead of time. And they didn't make any bones about it. They let everybody know, if we catch him, we'll kill him. Yes, our Father did save them, and he will save you too. Yes, even when there is no one with you to help you, his grace is enough. His grace is enough. So you're the only one in your family who is saved, eh? His grace is sufficient for you. You are in debt. His grace is sufficient for you. You're in need of support. His grace is sufficient for you. You're still on the road to recovery. His grace is sufficient for you. You're facing temptation. His grace is sufficient for you. You've got more months than you have money. His grace is sufficient for you. Your kids are nuts. He's a father to the fatherless. Yes, his grace is sufficient for you too. Amen. Especially your grown kids that are nuts. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 72, beginning with verse 12, Psalm 72, beginning with verse 12. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. Lord, as long as their dad was alive, they acted like they had more sense. But now that he's gone, they've gone hog wild. Just look at him. His grace is sufficient for you. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. Amen. God hasn't forgotten you. He knows exactly what you're dealing with, not just your kids. Then there's your grands and your great-grands and your nieces and your nephews and your godchildren and all their friends, because you know their friends aren't saved. They're not going to pick saved friends. They're going to pick everything else. Why? Because you told them to pick saved. Amen. It's real. We're still on earth. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 16, Paul explains this situation about standing by yourself, depending on the Lord. Paul had to answer charges that were trumped up against him by the Jews, and so he had to go to court. He had a legal battle. He had to stand before the magistrate of his day. He tells us that when he had to answer the charges, no man stood with him, but everyone deserted him. In verse 16, he says, at my first answer, no man stood with me. All men forsook me. They left me standing there by myself. I pray, God, that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, nevertheless, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. So nobody's going with you when you have to go deal with the IRS and their audit. Jesus will go with you. He'll go with you. He'll stand by you, and he'll tell you what to say. He doesn't run off like people do. You see, no man stood with him, but everyone deserted him. Nevertheless, the Lord stood with him and strengthened him and delivered him. Saints, God is not a respecter of persons. He is the same today as he was with Paul. Our Father gives strength day by day to keep us going. He gives strength day by day to keep us going, even when you have little strength left, our Father will help you. By the strength of the hand of the Lord, he will bring you out of bondage. But you say, I've come too far, and I've been through too much. Well, guess what? Caleb would disagree with you. Caleb would disagree with you. Amen. He isn't agreeing with what you have to say. In Joshua chapter 14, let me turn there. Joshua chapter 14. Deuteronomy Joshua chapter 14. And we're going to go to verse 10. Remember, Joshua and Caleb were the two that did not bring back an evil report when they were sent into the enemy camp to find out if they could win the battle, if it actually was a land of milk and honey and all the other things that God had promised them. So, I'll start in verse 9. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, Caleb said. And he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. I'm 85 years old. I'm 85 years old, he said, and I'm still going to get my inheritance. The devil is not going to cheat me out of this. I'm going to get what the word of the Lord says I'm supposed to have. That's tenacity. That's courage. That's boldness. That's strength. Yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. I'm just as strong now as I was then, he said. My strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. He says, I haven't lost my grip. These young folks, these whippersnappers, don't have a thing on me. They only have strength and I have wisdom. You see, saints, God keeps his word. You see, Caleb had a different spirit. Earlier this week, we passed a milestone. Had Pastor Pat lived on in the earth, she would have been 86 years young. Saints, don't quit on God. Press on. He will be the strength that you need. Even with Samson, his great strength came from his covenant relationship with the Lord. Saints, our God is our strength and power, and he makes our way perfect. God's solution for us, saints, is that we need a filler. Let us seek the Lord and his strength, and he will fill us up with himself and his strength. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Stand for the benediction. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. And the church said, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to announce to you the following, church. You know that we have Thanksgiving on Thursday. And the following day is Friday, and we normally have a live broadcast. But this coming Friday, we will not. There will be a sermon posted in the MIC radio chat on the webpage for you to retask. But the leadership of this ministry is going to obey the scriptures, and we are going to take a day of rest. Amen? We're going to be scriptural. We're going to rest on that Friday. And we solicit your prayers as we do so. Amen? So we want to thank the Lord for that opportunity. When I approached him about this, he gave me his full approval. So Pastor loves you. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Don't eat too much on Thursday. And recast your sermon on Friday, and we'll be back on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Do you feel your touch? You are.
you.